The WillAg 2nd Annual Fall Farm Assets Conference will be held in Normal, Illinois on Tuesday, November 24th. Tickets are $30 and include lunch and parking. Thanks to these businesses for their support. TIAA Kreft Center for Farmland Research, Bates Commodities, Gibson Area Hospital, and Wiffles Hybrids. Details at willag.org.
Hey, if you haven't gotten your ticket yet for that Farm Assets Conference, you ought to do it right now today. This is going to be a really good event. There's something along the lines of around more than 250 at this point that will be in attendance. If you haven't gotten your ticket, we've got room, so go ahead and make that purchase right now, 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. Go online to farmassetsconference.com or willag.org. Either way, you'll be able to find your way to purchase your ticket for next Tuesday's event. We kick off, open doors at least, at about 9:30. We'll start around 10:30 in the morning, and you'll be done somewhere between 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the evening. Some really good things happening. Of course, we'll have our analysts there for corn and soybeans and talk about the marketplace with a regular set of panelists. Should be 8 of them on hand. Also, we'll take up big data. This is going to change your world. I am more convinced today than I ever have been. In fact, I saw that Microsoft was getting into this act just this morning. They made an announcement last night or in the last couple of days about being in this act because of all the data they collect from businesses, much in the same way that you'll be using the data that's collected off of your farms. If you don't think that's already happening, it is. If you've got a GPS unit and you're tracking your fields and you're getting the harvest data off of your combine, some of the things that are happening in the planters, the data is already there. It's being collected. It's a matter of aggregating it. That's when it becomes big data, and then turning that back around and giving some, I suppose, depending on what is being done with it, advice back to you about the growing season, and maybe some advice back to you about how you compare to others too. So that's big data. You want to be sure to be there for that. John Jansen kicks off with FieldView, Monsanto company, in the morning, and I talked to him just this morning about what we were looking for, and that really not a sales pitch, but what we want to know is how that data is used, compiled, aggregated, where it goes, and what happens to it. He agreed to that, so we're all good with that. That's the Farm Assets Conference. It comes up next Tuesday. Haven't got your ticket yet? Buy it now. Buy it today, right at this instant. 800-898-1065. Online at farmassetsconference.com, willag.org. Here are the numbers as they're trading. Speaking of numbers and data, in Chicago, December corn at 363 is a penny and a quarter higher. The March contract at 369 and a quarter is up one. May futures up three quarters at 374 and a quarter. December of next year, $3.90, up a half. Soy complex, January beans up three and three quarters at 861 and a half. The March up two and three quarters, 863 and a half. July at 875 and a quarter, up two and a half. And November beans at $8.79. They're up 2 cents. Bean meal for the day, three quarters higher at $2.86.20. Actually up 60 cents for the day. And the bean oil up 15 cents at $27.59. Wheat futures, soft red, December $4.90, up six and three quarters. July at $4.98 and a quarter for next year. That's the harvest month, five and a quarter higher. And July for the hard red at $4.97, up 3.5 cents. Feeder cattle for the day at $174.87.5 are unchanged. And the November contract, January down $1.35 at $162.60. Live cattle in the February, rather December, at $129.97.5, and they're a dollar lower. And lean hogs are up 72.5 cents in the December contract at $55.10. On the line with us is Dan Zwicker. He's at Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas. Dan, thanks so much for being with us today. For some reason, I think I didn't talk with you last week, but I don't recall for sure whether that was the case. Oh, I know. I did talk to you, but we were in Kansas City last week when I had the discussion right with you. So let's talk a little bit more about the marketplace as it sets today. We've been down, bouncing around the bottom end of this marketplace. And I think some have been fearful that it could go lower. I'm looking at the December corn chart on the daily. And of course, we have, I think, what, back in August the 12th, we have a low there at, what, 357.5. The recent low at 356, that was November the 10th. What do these tell us, and what do you see in these charts at this point?
Well, for the most part, I'm generally positive looking at the technical action. Granted, the fundamentals are probably on the negative side when you look at total supply. But this morning, you know, we had a good set of weekly export sales numbers, pretty much clear across the board. They were right at the upper end of trade ranges, if not exceeded the top end of the trade range, which is supportive anyway. We're still behind last year's pace, but this week's soybean export sales number is bringing us closer to last year's pace, which is supportive. The dollar looks to me like it is vulnerable to a breaking here. Looking at my technical black box, if we could see some additional weakness in the dollar, I think you would see a lot of technical selling come into place, probably some long liquidation. If that would happen, then I think that would spill over and be supportive to the commodity complex in general. Now, in simple terms, I think what it may be telling us is that we're getting ready for the typical year-end long or short liquidation phase. And up through this point, people have been generally short commodities and long the dollar index. And somewhere in here, whether it starts today, next week, first part of December, I think you're going to see some profit taking take hold. That will be profit taking from the short side, from commodities, and profit taking from the long side on the dollar. So generally speaking, I do like the technical picture of corn, soybeans, and wheat. My black box gave me a buy signal on beans here a couple days ago. It's on the verge of giving me a buy signal here on corn. I guess from a pure technical trader sitting down here in Waco, Texas, I think your technical traders are going to be covering shorts and or initiating new longs here over the next week.
Taking a little longer to get around to the seasonals than it normally does, but it appears that's going to be the case then.
Well, yeah, the seasonals are, you get about two or three shots. I mean, seasonals have a tendency the first week of October to catch and turn up. If you can't get that job done, then the second go-around for those seasonals to kind of catch, and which are probably a much stronger uplifting seasonal, they begin to take hold possibly like the third week of November on into that first week of December. So when you look at the average seasonal tendencies, I look at a 25-year average seasonal tendency, we are in that time window, or we're rapidly approaching that variance window where you could get an uptick from the seasonal perspective. And I think that all kind of combines together, like I said, with short covering on the commodity side, long liquidation on the dollar index. Generally speaking, farmers have been tight holders of grain. We know they can't hold on to it forever, but we might be able to generate some kind of pop in here, and we'll have to see, you know, what that pop, how much strength that pop has. At this point, probably a real strong pop would have to come from a couple things, maybe a free fall in the dollar. We've got a lot of things happening around the world. And then if we would get into any kind of South American hiccup, you could probably catch a lot of commodity traders probably carrying too big a short position in corn and soybeans.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very well.
That, of course, is Dan Zwicker. He's with Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas. Joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report here from Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana for the day. Sunny skies, 47 degrees. It'll be breezy out there with a 15 to 22 mile an hour wind, gusting to 33.